The Cascadia Playbook is a state government blueprint for responding to a major earthquake that could kill up to 25,000 people in the Pacific Northwest. The document designates the Bend-Redmond area as an emergency base of operations. In our ongoing series on Oregon's natural resources and resilience, funded by the U of O Wayne Moore Center for Law and Politics, KLCC's Brian Bull visits Central Oregon, which will be front and center after such a disaster.
I'm here at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds and Expo Center. This facility and the neighboring Redmond Airport are both expected to serve as major staging areas for relief and rescue operations after a major cascading event, namely a 9.0 magnitude earthquake.
Our operating assumption is most of the infrastructure that we rely on today will not be accessible to us if you're in the valley or on the coast following a Cascadia earthquake.
Andrew Phelps is director of Oregon's Office of Emergency Management. He says Central Oregon will have infrastructure, personnel, and facilities unaffected by a major quake.
The Oregon Office of Emergency Management is part of the Oregon Military Department, so we have access to the Youth Challenge facility out there near Bend. Redmond Airport is a tremendous facility. All of those things combine with really a perfect opportunity for us to have that one central hub to bring resources in from really all over the country.
At the Redmond Airport, people line up near a suitcase-dragging Sasquatch statue to board a jet on this busy Friday morning. Airport Director Zachary Bass says $100 million have been poured into the airport to expand the terminal and bolster both runways. And there will be a similar investment over the next decade, which will expand the main runway by 3,000 feet.
We're using mostly federal money through the FAA for most of these projects. That money is coming because of the growth we're seeing in commercial traffic. We have had FEMA out to do some studies, where to park C-17s, how many, what hangar space could be utilized.
Large aircraft such as the C-17 and C-130 will be the workhorses in transporting relief aid and materials to disaster-hit areas of the Pacific Northwest. There's also what's called the Central Oregon Interagency Dispatch Center here, used primarily for wildfire operations, but easily repurposed for a post-Cascadian disaster.
The fairgrounds is this round part, and then all of this area just to the east of it is all graveled flat lots that normally they use for RV shows.
Redmond Mayor George Endicott points to a map that shows how the immediate region will accommodate cargo planes, vehicles, and survivors.
The proper has been designated as a refugee site. So, you know, they could hold, I think they said about 25,000 people with a tent city there.
Endicott adds that estimates of refugees fleeing devastation west of the I-5 corridor could actually range between 100,000 to a million. He encourages all mayors in central and eastern Oregon to prepare for the onslaught, which will tax necessities such as shelter and water.
You just can't plan for something like this, ultimately. Redmond will have water. Redmond will have sewer. And when people are desperate and they know there's water here, they're going to try and come here.
371, turn around on Bravo, contact ground.
Outside the Redmond airport, engineer Fred Lawlisher points out facilities that will be expanded or upgraded.
Off to the sharp right here, you can see those are city-owned fuel tanks. Two 20,000 gallons and one 10,000 gallon, I believe.
Lawlisher says one major need will be for aircraft and jet fuel, as coastal ports will likely be knocked out by tsunamis.
You know, we don't want to be dependent on having fuel being trucked in, which a lot of it comes from that area of where that Cascadia event's going to happen. So if we had a pretty good stockpile of fuel here, obviously it'd really benefit in a Cascadia event.
Lawlisher says Redmond officials are exploring funding options for more improvements while there's still time. The Bend-Redmond area is not only well-situated logistically, it's also well-situated geologically. Ian Maiden, a senior scientist and earthquake hazard geologist with the Oregon Department of Geology and Mineral Industries.
The subduction zone fault runs 50 to 80 miles off the Oregon coast. As you get further and further away from the fault, the shaking diminishes. By the time you get to Bend, you're 180 miles away from the fault. Everybody will know that it's happened. They'll feel it, but it just won't be strong enough to break things.
But, Maiden adds, that doesn't mean Central Oregon is in the clear.
There's a whole family of crustal faults called the Sisters Fault Zone and the Metolius Fault Zone that extend from Newberry Volcano all the way up to Mount Jefferson and run right through downtown Bend. That is a potential source of pretty substantial earthquakes that would have far greater impact on Central Oregon communities than the Cascadia Subduction Zone.
Maiden says scientists currently know next to nothing how frequent and powerful an earthquake caused by those faults would be, driving the need for more research and preparations. Brian Bull, KLCC News in Redmond.
Funding for KLCC's Oregon Natural Resources and Resilience Series is provided by the UO Wayne Moore Center for Law and Politics.